AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The situation is still murky in Mali.
Malian authorities report that the security incident at the Radisson Hotel has concluded.
That's John Kirby at the State Department. France's defense minister says 18 people are dead at the Radisson Blue Hotel, along with one Malian soldier killed in the fighting. That number is lower than the 27 reported dead by the United Nations. Islamic extremists stormed the hotel.
I have no U.S. injuries or deaths to report at this time.
A group that broke away from Al-Qaeda is claiming responsibility for the attack in Mali. The Paris prosecutor's office says a woman who was killed during a police raid in a Paris suburb did not blow herself up as police had previously thought. The raid on an apartment ended with three people dead, including the suspected mastermind of last week's attacks in Paris. Cases of E. coli linked to Chipotle restaurants have expanded to six states. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there are new cases in California, Ohio, and New York. The previous cases were in Oregon, Washington, and Minnesota. The CDC says the investigation continues to find if a specific food item is linked to the illness. 16 people have been hospitalized. There have been no deaths. Police in Scottsville, Kentucky say a man has been arrested in the death of a 7-year-old girl who was reported missing after going to a high school football game with her mother. In custody is Timothy Madden.
Mr. Madden has been charged with kidnapping, rape first degree, sodomy first degree, and murder.
BJ Eaton is with Kentucky State Police. The girl's body was found in an area near the high school. Donald Hughes, the man who piloted a gyrocopter onto the lawn of the U.S. Capitol, pleaded guilty in Washington to a felony, operating a gyrocopter without a license. Closing bell is sounded on Wall Street. The Dow finished up 91 points. This is AP Radio News. There have been protests throughout Minneapolis following the shooting death by police of a black man, Jamar Clark. This woman from Communities United Against Police Brutality was escorted out of a Minneapolis City Council meeting today. Black Lives Matter protesters outside the police precinct insist Clark was handcuffed before he was shot. Police dispute that. The next week or so will be very busy at the airports. FlightAware.com CEO Daniel Baker says bringing food on the trip is okay for carry-on luggage, but drinks are not okay.
Drinks and even a bottle of wine, something like that, can't get through. Even something as simple as a bottle of water is not allowed through. You can buy that when you're through security if you want that for your flight. But aside from any prescribed, what they call medical liquids, you really can't bring anything through security. You can check those things, though.
Baker says a winter storm headed to the Midwest could mean delays and cancellations this weekend. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.